This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Portland Trailblazers do fall to the Boston Celtics last night, 128-118, behind the avalanche of Derek White and Peyton Pritchard, both scoring 40-plus points for the first time in Celtics history. Two teammates do that. Anthony Simons had an amazing game, 12-21, 30 points, but lost in the shuffle is the continued success of Shaedon Sharpe. 25 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 11 of 18 shooting, 3 of 7 from 3. Over his last 10 games, Shaedon Sharpe is now averaging 19 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists on 48-35-76 splits. That's pretty damn good.
It is. And that's like what everybody's just hoping for, is you get more consistency out of Shaedon Sharpe. This is a good stretch for him. This is the best stretch that we've seen as far as consistent basketball with the effort. You know he can be explosive. You know he can score. But can he do the other things? And it's good to see that we're seeing this, but I mean, I find it interesting that we talk about this like it is a surprise, when this should be the expectation of what we see from Shaedon Sharpe.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is that you look at this and hearing Shaedon, because he's been doing more post games, because he's been interviews, because he's been having productive nights. The thing that he keeps talking about is the non-on-the-court stuff. It's the knowledge, it's the learning, it's the getting more comfortable, it's the understanding. And this is all sounding very, very, very similar to what we saw from Scoot Henderson. It's all sounding very similar to Chimani Kamara. And I want to give him the credit, because this, like, you can have this opportunity and you can throw it away. Because we've seen guys do it. We've seen guys not take these opportunities, not take these chances. And for all of the Chauncey Billups is a terrorist for not playing Shaedon Sharpe, not playing Scoot Henderson, not playing Chimani Kamara last year, it seems like he's hit it right on the nose with all three of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing is, look, I will keep saying this. I still think that the right course of action for them was to turn the water off post All-Star break and to try to improve their lottery odds. But if you're going to do something else, the final, we're now 20 games remaining. If you're going to play meaningful basketball, and these guys, Scoot, Two, Denny, Shaedon, are going to give you this and show you that growth and take advantage of those opportunities and be real guys in games of consequence, the measure of data and things you can draw from it are tangible. They are real. And Joe Cronin said it in the post-trade deadline press conference, and I 100% believe that he means it. He is not going to get in the way of them pursuing the play-in. I don't think they want to make the play-in and convey the pick to the Chicago Bulls. It would hurt them. And I think the front office is willing to admit that.
What would hurt them? This is the thing. Are you going to get a star player at that pick?
I don't think you ever know that for sure.
But the reality is, historically speaking, no. You're going to get another role player. And that does nothing for this organization.
It's an infusion of talent on a young, controlled contract.
But what it does is it opens up the next few years of picks to where you can do whatever you want.
To legally do it, because that pick is protected until 2027, if you're going to look at this as a glass half full, it would unlock all of their future picks to be able to be traded. Now, yeah. They can do that otherwise by putting different guarantees and protections on other things, mm-hmm. but it would allow that absolutely, totally to be a possibility.
Which I think is a pretty big thing if what the...
It would require the extra steps.
The path that you're going down is, all right, we're going to be good enough to make a play-in and then add another player who's good enough but not good enough to get you over the hump, right? Mm-hmm. Then you're just stuck. And if trading for a player is going to be how the Portland Trailblazers get that star, mm-hmm. you want every way possible to trade for that player.
But that also pertains to this potential pick, because the likelihood is that it will stay basically where it's at. It likely won't move up in the top four.
Look, they're...
But again, and this is why you don't move that pick until the lottery. That's why you don't make a move at the deadline uses that pick, right?
Yep.
Because if on the off chance that it does, and I'm not talking about number one and the 1% odds or whatever that is, I'm talking about moving into the top four. Because if you do move into the top four, that does change things. Not only with who you could potentially draft, but also who you could potentially target in a trade if you were going to go down that path.
Mm-hmm.
That opens up a lot of doors if all of a sudden, Cooper Flagg's off the table, to say you move up to fourth, and you're looking at one of VJ Edgecombe, Kasparis Jakusionis, Trey Johnson, that next tier of guys who's very good, that a team would be like, we like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're very much interested in what you have to offer there, which is why you don't move that now. But it very much appears, because even in Shaedon Sharpe's quote-unquote down games in these stretches, I think the lowest scoring game he's had in his last seven is 18. But in that game, he also was incredibly effective on the glass. He had a career-high 11 rebounds. You are getting stuff out of Shaedon Sharpe beyond scoring. You are getting impactful plays on the defensive end, whether it's a chase down block or deflection in a run out, grabbing rebounds in traffic. I don't think he's turned, he hasn't rounded the corner, but you can see him starting to turn the corner. And I think that might be the singular most important thing from a player development standpoint for the Trailblazers over the final 20 games.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that they're looking at. To the point of Joe Cronin not wanting to turn the spigot off and not want to get in the way of them gunning for a plane, and the most important thing is player development right now. With the growth that we've seen from Scoot and consistency of Scoot, the growth and consistency that we've seen of Shaedon Sharpe, couldn't you just have those things and not continue to play Jeremy Grant and not play Anthony Simons to the level that he is playing?
I think if you're talking about pursuing the play-in...
Well, no. I'm just talking about growth and not getting in the way of that growth. You can still do that and not have Anthony Simons play 38 minutes or, put him on, one of those more rest nights, not really vying for and gunning for spots, shutting down Jeremy Grant. I think you could still get all of those things.
Oh no, I still think you could get those things, but I think they are saying, yes, you can make a run with a plan. And I think the reason why you wouldn't shut down Ant in this vein is because Ant has been so good, and they aren't going to disrupt that and give them a legitimate chance to try to make a plan, which is what Joe Cronin has said publicly. And again, I'm in the on the other side of that argument, where I still believe that they should have chased the lottery odds. But if you're going to go down this path, Shaedon is playing great. Two is playing great. Yeah. Denny is playing great. Ant is playing his best basketball this season. And Scoot is playing incredibly solid basketball.
This is the thing that has frustrated Blazer fans for years, right? For during the Neil O'Shea era, was say you want one thing, do something different. Mm-hmm. Say you don't want that pick to convey, right? Or say you want to make the play-in, but also feel like you don't want that pick to convey.
Well, I don't think you ever want to give...
Both of those things, they don't go hand-in-hand with each other.
No, but it's also not black and white. That's not how this stuff goes. And that's just the reality of it. Nobody wants to convey a pick.
Is black and white with what the Blazers need and what they have and where they are. That is a black and white thing. You need a star.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the best way to get one with this organization?
Through the draft.
Okay. That's it.
Sure.
I mean,
I agree, but
we all know it.
If you're going to go down this path, then go down this path.
Yeah. And then let's not hear about they don't want the pick to go away, because you're going down this path because you're saying, well, we're okay with that pick being gone.
Sure. But,
and then that is,
they're quote unquote okay, but you don't want to, it's not black and white. You don't want to convey a pick ever. You don't want to give up an asset that you don't have to give up. That's the whole point of whether or not a pick conveys or not.
But you're not going.
But you're willing to sacrifice it if that's what happens. You don't want to, but you're willing to. And that's, I think there's a very real difference between those two.
Yeah,
things.
I mean, it's
if they earned it,
another stuck spot. But look, again, they're still what. Four games behind,
yeah,
or four games behind Dallas right now for the.
It's still very tough. Four games in 20 is a difficult proposition to make.
Yep, up.
And the Suns are also still in between.
Yeah,
and with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, it's still a possibility, as it were.
And you want to watch a team turn it on? They could say, "Hey, we're going to let you play for the play-in," and then at the end of the year, just go, "No, okay, now we're turning it off."
Yeah.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.